Ah, there you are. Thought you might have fell asleep.
Hold on a sec.
Do.
All right, let's get this thing started right. Oh, stop that. I don't want that particular song coming on. So, folks, as you probably heard the news on March the 1st, legendary mangaka artist Akira Toriyama passed away at the age of 68. Fortunately, due to medical complications, I'm not going to get into the full detail, but it's
You won't,
been
but I
out
will.
there. There's been It's been out there for a lot of people to have seen at this point. So today, me and Sajid have decided that in honor of Akira Toriyama, we're going to, you know, dedicate this show to him and really discuss the legacy that he left for many people, and how it has affected the anime community as a whole. You know, this is one of those ones. Usually it's me and Sajid, but if, you know, there are some people who want to come aboard and say some things, please feel free. We would love to hear from you. Give us your stories about your times enjoying his works. Akira Toriyama was best known for Dragon Ball. The Dragon Ball franchise started in the 1980s and has continued on till today, even though there were periods that it stopped. He also did, initially, he started it with Dr. Slump. And he has done work in video games. Anybody who's ever played Chrono Trigger, Dragon's Quest, you know his artwork very well. And also, he was doing, I think it was called Sandland. Didn't last as long, but you know, even right before all this was happening, it was getting a new video game coming out with that. Right. He was creating a new different version of Dragon Ball, where the characters were more chibi looking compared to what we normally knew them as. Right. And I just love the, you know, the pour of support that has been seen all around the world from individuals who were affected by, you know, his works, especially with Dragon Ball. And, you know, it still continues today. Even though he's gone, you know, let's face it, Akira Toriyama, his works are not forgotten and can never be undermined at all. Like, you have the big three, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece. They wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for Dragon Ball. You know? Can't even think of them. Demon Slayers, your One Punch Man, your JJKs, pretty much most of boys' mangas, as they call them, shonen mangas. You know, you have to give credit where credit is due. And that credit is, like, what inspired these people, you know? And many of the manga guys that knew him personally have already stated how much he was an inspiration to them. Dragon Ball is not over. You know, Dragon Ball Super is still being drawn by his, you know, one of his apprentices, Torotaru. So we will still have Dragon Ball. It's just going to be kind of weird that we're not going to have the man himself, you know. And it's kind of sad because he was only 68, you know, and you just want to, you just think these people will live forever, but like, unfortunately, you never know what life brings you, unfortunately. So, you know, we got to first thank you, Akira Toriyama, for what you did and what you mean to us. You know, without you, many of us would not even be anime fans. We wouldn't even know what anime is. You know, you are definitely on the Mount Rushmore of the anime world. You know, you, Asuma Takazaka, gosh, I can't think of some of these people's names. You, Asuma Takazaka, and Spirit of Ways creator, man, why is his name escaping me? But I'll figure it out. But the fact of the matter is, like, in my opinion, like, if Asuma Takazaka is like the George Washington, you know, Akira Toriyama is like the Abe Lincoln, you know. So that's how I see it. Anything on your side, Sajid?
Give me a...
Oh, Miyazaki. That's the guy I was trying to think of. Miyazaki. Why can I not think of his name? Hayao Miyazaki. Definitely. These guys were groundbreakers. So...
Okay, so please don't fault me, you guys. I don't really get into who does what, who created what. So this one came as a shock to me. I'm really not like a Dragon Ball fan, but it's still sad because, like you said, if it wasn't for Toriyama, a lot of the mangas that we enjoy now would not come into existence because they wouldn't have anything to reference in order to be able to create those works. So I really appreciate the groundwork and the foundation that he laid out for these anime. And I'm going to get into this article a little bit so that you guys know what happened. So it says Toriyama died March 1st of a blood clot in his brain. His production company, Bird Studio, said in a statement on Friday. A funeral service had been held with only his family and a few relatives. The Japanese author is best known as the creator of the popular Dragon Ball manga series, which has fans across the world and spawned his well-known anime series, videos, video games, and films. The manga series first debuted in 1984, depicting the story of a boy named Son Goku who is on a quest to collect magical Dragon Balls to protect Earth from alien humanoids called Saiyans. In 89, it was adapted into an anime and soon became one of the most globally recognized pieces of Japanese media. It has sold 260 million copies altogether, according to the studio. So as you can see, like I was saying, if it wasn't for Toriyama, a lot of these animes that we enjoy now, the Shonen Eye animes that really kind of lean on and dote on Dragon Ball as a series, like MHA, for example, we would not have a Deku if it wasn't for Goku. Goku really crawled so that Deku could walk. And so you gotta take a moment to just be thankful for that. Be thankful that he laid that groundwork and that foundation in order for us to be able to enjoy all these Shonen Eyes that they have out now. That's pretty much it on my end. I want to give a moment of silence for him, if you don't mind. Raven, can you still hear me? Raven?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, give me a second.
While we wait on him, just gonna play this.
Thank you.
I can't believe he died because of a brain clot. That's gonna be pretty scary.
Well, you always gotta take care of your health. You know, there have been some amazing folks that have been out there who died, quite frankly, very prematurely, you know, because of something you would think is preventable. Unfortunately, you never know. Jim Henson, for instance, pneumonia, like it's take him, all that kind of stuff. You know, but talk about my experience since I been watching Dragon Ball ever since I was a little lad. So I'll tell you my little story. Basically, so a long, long time ago in the 90s, all right, Dragon Ball used to come on, and it came on like 5 o'clock in the morning, right? And this was the original Dragon Ball. This wasn't Dragon Ball Z. And I'll tell you this, because I was such a cartoon lover and everything like that, it was very hard to fake sick if I ever wanted to stay home from school. You know what I mean? Because I would get up that early in the morning in order to watch this show. And I remember watching the entire series of it when it was dubbed by Ocean Group. Right? It had one of the worst songs that I ever heard, but at the time as a kid, you probably don't even think about it. You know, hold on a second. I feel like we have to hear it. Give me a second.
There are actually other
I found it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so this was the original theme song that I heard back when I was a kid. So check it out.
Yeah.
Were you able to hear it?
Yeah,
Clearly.
I was able to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the theme song. Like, I would hear that. Honestly, being a singer, that didn't bug me so much. But, as you get older, you're like, wow, that's cheesy as shit. All you hear is Dragon Balls, find them seven balls. And you're just like, what the fuck? But yeah, I just remember just like, looking at that show and everything like that. And, I went to school afterwards. And then at, like, I think it was middle school, and they hadn't shown anything new because this is back in the 90s, okay? And we're suddenly, was a school classmate of mine mentioned Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, Dragon Ball Z? Like, I never heard of that. But I knew Dragon Ball. So I was like, is that the same? And I saw like some parts of the video showing to me, right? And I think it was like Vegeta, or I don't remember which characters, but they were fighting with these energy blasts and beams and stuff like that. And the Kamehameha did exist. So I did see that, but I was like, I don't know anything else about this. This is weird, but I did try to go and find it, and I remember me and my mother going out, and we was like, well, where are we gonna go to find these things? And that's when we discovered the bootlegs, right? And nobody was able to bring this stuff here to the States yet. So I got like my very first bootleg. I asked the person, give me the very first episode of Dragon Ball Z. I want the very first episode of Dragon Ball Z. And the jackass gave me the second movie.
Wow.
Right? And I was like, I didn't know, obviously, at the time. I was like, this doesn't seem right. Like, I feel like I'm missing a lot of stuff, right? But I was like, well, I guess this is the first episode. I don't know. But it was a movie. It wasn't even like a series. I'm like, well, who's that green guy? I mean, who's that kid? Right? And that's Goku. Is he an adult now? It was like so many missing things. And then finally, Ocean Group finally put Dragon Ball on the air, but you had to watch it Sunday mornings. That was like one of the worst times that you could put that on Sunday morning. Like, people were going to church for goodness sakes, right? And so you watch it Sunday mornings, you were looking at it, and this is in my area, so other areas might have been different, but you were watching it and it was good. Like, we get to see pretty much the entirety of the Saiyan saga, and we got all the way through to the beginning of the Ginyu Force saga, but then it just stopped. We didn't see nothing after that, right? Finally, Funimation, which is a company that just interesting, just basically got purchased by Crunchyroll, right? Well, technically, they've been purchased by Sony, and Sony is rolling both Crunchyroll and Funimation into one entity, and they decided to keep the Crunchyroll name, which I don't really understand why they did that, but whatever. They had already had the rights to it, but they needed an outlet to put this stuff out, right? Because at this point, we were only just seeing reruns. We never got past the Frieza saga. Eventually, it got picked up on Cartoon Network, and I think that's where a lot of people started watching it, especially during what was called Toonami, right? And Toonami, you got to see all of the original Ocean dub, and then you got to see the new Funimation dub that took place after the Frieza saga, or not the Frieza saga, the Ginyu Force saga. And so, we were now looking at this, and we were now getting into what is it, the Android saga and everything like that. But strangely enough, by the time a lot of that stuff was being introduced on Cartoon Network, like, I was in high school at the time, and like me and some of my high school buddies, like we were going to the bootleg stores and we were purchasing this stuff before most people even got to see. We knew about GT. We knew about the original Dragon Ball. We knew more about Dragon Ball than most people. Like, we were the people in the know, you know? And we would take our VHSs, for all those old folks, right? And we would basically be copying each other's tapes, right? So we had, like, tons of VHS tapes of Dragon Ball from doing that whole school exchange thing and stuff like that, right? And, you know, we were even watching GT before GT even came to the States, you know? You know, and a lot of the, I remember, like, back then, the internet was only starting to get used by the general public. You know, like only a few people were actually getting to use the internet. So I remember forums were now being built and you started seeing like, oh, well, you had Super Saiyan 1, 2, 3, 4, and now you got 5, 6, 7, 8. Like they were, people were just coming up with random stuff of what Super Saiyan could be with. And this is before even Cartoon Network started putting these things out there. Dragon Ball became a powerhouse even before you really got to see it on television and such. But like a lot of people got to finally start to see it. And this is one of, like, you can't go anywhere. If I went up and I said, Kamehameha, you know, people would know what the hell I'm talking about. People would do the hand signals for that, right? You know, even if you do it in the Japanese way or in the American way, you know, Japanese is like, Kamehameha, you know, right? Or the America, Kamehameha, like, you know, whatever it is. People knew this stuff. Merch kept selling. Toys kept selling. It was an explosion. And this explosion, just from this show and shows like Sailor Moon, right, really brought the anime world, or really enlarged the anime world, that more and more people were now seeing things that they never saw before. Or we were getting into Gundam Wing specifically, but we were now saying, oh, okay, well, there's this whole new world that's going up there. So Toonami was bringing in more Japanese animations to see, even if they were bad cuts. I mean, let's face it, the whole Sailor Moon lesbian cousin thing. Yeah. But you know, we were able to start to see, like, the Americans started to realize, okay, there's a growing market here, right? And that market just exploded. And then by the time you got to the big three, Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach, like, Dragon Ball had stopped. You know, it had already finished GT, right? But it was still making tons of video games. Even after the fact, there were still plenty of, you know, stories that were going up there, you know. But now we had Bleach and we had One Piece, we had Naruto. We were seeing stories that even though came out around the same time, like, what's it called? Or at least came in right afterwards, something like that. Like Yu Yu Hakusho, for instance, you know. People were able to get to see some of these older animes, right, that they probably never had thought of before, right? And we were now being more and more introduced to the Japanese culture. Like, once upon a time, if you were an anime fan, right, like, you were buying the VHSs, you were going to specific stores to buy, I had stores that don't even exist anymore, like Suncoast, you know, or back in the day when FYE was still, like, biz. I remember Coconuts as a store. Best Buy eyes used to have it. Circuit City. They would have their own little thing for anime, right? even the old renting stores like Blockbusters and Hollywood Videos, they would have those things. People's curiosities were now being more and more open because of, you know, Dragon Ball coming out, because, you know, people fell in love with this specific anime and this specific manga and stuff like that. They fell in love with this. And so it's, you know, it's not really all that hard to see why so many people, you know, grasp onto this thing. It was their childhood, in some cases is their first introductory into anime, you know, and it was, you know, a fantastic story. You know, even if you had your complaints on certain things, that didn't mean that you hated it. You know what I mean? Like, there's things you could have said could have been done differently, but it was still good enough. And everybody cosplays about this stuff, things like that, you know? And, you know, and I know you being a fan of, you know, My Hero Academia. Like, yeah. You have to.
He wouldn't have his power up if it wasn't for Goku, because that's where right. He got it from.
Exactly. Imagine the power scaling. Like, that alone is something that Dragon Ball came up with. You know, you had your attacks, your Kamehamehas, your Wolf Fang Fix, your Destructo Disc, your Special Beam Cannons, even if that's the English version of them, right? Right? But, you know, then you had your Super Saiyans, your Super Saiyan 2s, your Super Saiyan 3s, and stuff like that. You go to something like Bleach. They had their Bankai. They had their Zanpakutos. They had their... I forget what the spirit energy was, but their Zanpakutos, and then they had their Shikais, their Bunkais, right, and all that kind of stuff. And then you had, you know, Naruto. They had their Taijutsu, Ninjutsu, Genjutsu, all this deals with their chakra points, right? And you had all these different attacks that these different characters were coming up with. And then you have, you know, One Piece has the devil fruits, the haki, the different types of haki. All this stuff comes in because Dragon Ball came out first and gave it in. I see that we have a message. Let's hear what he said.
Damn, bro. He passed away. Fucking shit, mate. Rest in paradise and rest in peace. Shout out to the panel. Have a good show, y'all.
Thank you,
sir.
So I want to get back into this article just a little bit, just to touch on what it is that we were talking about originally, as far as the way that he influenced other anime.
What are we getting hit with?
What do you mean?
Am I getting hit with a snowball?
Might be. Okay, so it says, it is our deep regret that he still had several works in the middle of creation with great enthusiasm. He would have had many more things to achieve. However, he has left many manga titles and works of art to this world. He was a source of inspiration to many renowned Japanese comic book artists, such as Masashi Kishimoto, the creator of the popular series Naruto, and Eiichiro Oda, the creator of one of the longest-running anime, One Piece. We hope that Akira Toriyama's unique world of creation continues to be loved by everyone for a long time to come, his studio says. Many in Japan and from around the world paid tribute to him on Friday. In a news briefing, Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshimasa Hayashi, said the government was deeply saddened by the news and offered his condolences to the late author's family. Toriyama served as an opportunity for Japanese content to be widely recognized around the world, leading to an increase in inbound tourism, he said. I believe that Mr. Toriyama's work has played an extremely important role in demonstrating Japan's soft power. Famous Japanese actor Yuki Kaji and Toshio Furukawa also convey their gratitude in posts on X, formerly known as Twitter. Toriyama's death also drew tributes on neighboring China's Weibo social media platform with 40 million views and thousands of discussions related to the subject. His Dragon Ball was inspired by the Chinese literature Journey to the West, which attracted numerous Chinese fans. Chinese Foreign Ministry said the country wanted to express our deep condolences over the death of Mr. Akira Toriyama and our sincere sympathy to his family. Toriyama was a famous cartoonist and his work were well received in China. We expect and believe that there will be more knowledgeable people in Japan who will actively devote themselves to Sino-Japan culture exchanges and the cause of friendship between the two countries, said Mao Ning, a spokeswoman for the foreign ministry. So you got to think about the level of attribution and the level of his time here as a creator and how that affected not just like the fans, but really important people of power. Like this man had an effect on chiefs. Like this is not just like some random person who, you know, created this wonderful thing and then, you know, that was the end of it. No, he was still in the space of creating things. And he's been doing this since 84. It's 2024 now. Like, he's been doing this for a long time. He's had plenty of different kinds of Dragon Ball.
40 years.
My next question. Yep. Which one is your favorite Dragon Ball? Of all of the Dragon Ball series and manga, which one did you like the most? And which one did you like the least? And why?
I mean, are you saying Dragon Balls? I mean, like, if you're getting into
of all
it,
of
I mean,
the
like.
Dragon Ball. Of all of the Dragon Ball series, the manga, the anime, which one was your favorite and which one did you like the least?
So I don't think you can go by, and when it comes to Dragon Ball, you can't really go by series because it's just one long story. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell you what arc that
yeah,
I like.
That's what I mean.
Arc. Right? But, you know, not necessarily a story. I mean, it's an interesting one. I really enjoyed the. It's hard to say, to be honest with you. Like, I definitely enjoyed both the Frieza and the Cell Saga. When it comes to their story, especially when you're seeing. Goku changed to Super Saiyan for the first time. It's so iconic what they did with that one. And then you see his son going Super Saiyan 2 with this, right? So it's like, yeah, that's an iconic move in that one. But then when it comes to like what I dislike, I hate to say this, I'm not like the biggest fan of Dragon Ball Super, to be honest with you. A lot of it has to do with the fact that even though Akira was, you know, inspirational in it coming back, and the funny story is Super came back because the Americans made Dragon Ball Evolution and that was so god awful. Toriyama was like, yeah, let me show you how you make a goddamn Dragon Ball movie. Right. So it's kind of cool that they did that, but at the same time, it's like this is one of the things that kind of annoys the hell out of me with Toriyama, is that he is not the type of person who remembers all the shit that he does, right? And he'll forget certain key things. Like, he forgot like characters, like whole characters who was involved with the entire series throughout most of the series, and it's just like, oh yeah, that's right. Launch used to exist in Dragon Ball. What the hell happened to her? Who the fuck knows? You know, it's like for those kind of things. So the same thing could be said here. Like, you know, not the nitpick, but I thought Piccolo was only able to drink water. That kind of stuff. There was a lot of things that goes weird with Super. I'm not the biggest Super fan. I know a lot of people didn't care for GT. I feel bad for GT. GT was supposed to be an homage story for a lot of folks, but you know, unfortunately, like here in the West, because we got Dragon Ball Z really before we got Dragon Ball, our experience is a lot different than what, you know, the Japanese media was getting. So we didn't really get why GT did the things that they did. I mean, it could have been better, but you know, to me, the best ending, GT had one of the best ending. Like, okay, you spent all your time trying to protect the Dragon Balls from being used by evil forces and everything like that. In the end, that your final bad guy is technically the Dragon Balls. And it's like, oh shit. You know, like shit. The thing that you were protecting the whole time is now your greatest enemy. That was actually kind of a cool ending for that, you know? So it's, you know, unfortunately it's not going to be the same like it was, but hey, you know, it is what it is.
All the characters, who's your favorite and who's your least favorite?
Oh God, I don't know. I think my least favorite is fucking Hercule. He's just annoying as fuck, to be honest with you. Who my favorite character is? Definitely Goku. I mean, you just gotta go with the main man himself. Just, you know, just the way he sounds, things like that. You know, I, you know, I will fight anybody who goes up and says he's a terrible father. I know, no. If you actually pay attention, he's not. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
Like really on his side about the whole father thing.
Yeah, but it is what it is. We're not going to argue today about that, you know. But I do want to make a couple of mentions. The Journey to the West story, you know, it's really interesting. That's actually a Buddhist story.
Oh, and, is it?
Yeah. You know, the main character that, you know, they base Goku off is Sun Wukong. And their whole mission is to go into, they need to go to India in order to get the Buddhist scriptures and bring it back to China. So that's where the concept of the initial story comes from, because you got Bulma, who is basically like the monk, and Oolong is that giant pig creature, right? Things like that. And then you have the Ox King. You know, all those characters were from there, and there's still Easter eggs that were laid across for it, even later on down the story. And you know, he also based some of the character designs off of like actual people, like Goku. You know, it's supposed to be an action comedy. I think a lot of us Americans forget that aspect of it, that it's an action comedy, because we don't necessarily get Japanese humor. So in the case of Goku, like how Goku's supposed to act, you're supposed to think of someone like Jackie Chan when he does his movies, because that's what Jackie Chan is. He's like an action comedy person, right? You know, he does these weird things, and that's where he got the idea of how like Goku would do some of his moves and things like that. So it was really cool to, you know, use real life in order to experiences, you know. Some of the jokes for some people, all the Saiyans are named after vegetables, right? All the Bulma and her whole family are named after underwear, the briefs. They're literally known as the briefs. Piccolo is named after a flute, you know, the type of flute, Middle Eastern thing, you know, that kind of stuff. So you get the gifs. And then when it comes to adaptations, Team Four Star made some of the best adaptations of it. If you wanted to do action comedy right for American tastes, right, Team Four Star's Dragon Ball Z Abridged like hits it nonstop. And Team Four Star also created Hellsing Abridged, which I know you love. So, you know, they test run that thing, and they made one of the best fucking series that ever they made. I still look at people online, such as Devil Artemis, who's, you know, been using Cell as part of his comedy sketch, and I think it's funny. And I know that there's probably going to be a ton of people at the next major conventions throughout the rest of this year are probably going to be dressing up like these Dragon Ball Z characters in honor of the late, great hate Akira Toriyama. I personally really, if there's one thing I really want to do, if I can find it, you know, maybe get to play Chrono Trigger, one of the games that he was inspirational with, because that's something, you know, it's kind of my up in my field that I like, so I really want to try that, but we'll have to see, because my schedule is not, you know, always the best. You know, but there's not really much more I can honestly say on here. The only other thing I could say is domo arigato gozaimasu. Arimasu kudasai sensei. We love you. We miss you. We have nothing but respect for you. You know, until we see each other again in the next time, you know.
In the next life.
You know, your inspiration will stay forever. We've seen so many people pouring their hearts out on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yeah, my Instagram and my X, TikTok are just flooded with pictures of him, and like little quotes that he's had, and like the news headline about him passing away. There've been a lot of posts in regard to him passing away.
They've had him on the local news. You know, Dragon Ball Z managed to get into the Macy's Day Parade, for all those who pay attention to that. You know, it's, you just have to.
This was a big influential thing.
It's a big deal. And I don't know how many more, I don't know how many more manga kais that are out there that you could say will get that kind of treatment. Because I'll tell you this, Chile went up. A lot of these sports, soccer, aka football teams, went up and they did their own tributes to Akira Toriyama. They love that man. They respect that man, right, to that point. Right, even I've heard even like cartels, bad villains, bad guys, they're like, oh, we love him because, you know, Goku was the man. And this man made the man. Akira Toriyama was a quiet individual. He was not a person who, you know, just went out and did, you know, he wasn't the type of person who would just go out and just say things. He was really to himself, right? But the fact of the matter is, I mean, you can't take away what his achievements have done into this world. This one little thing, you know, made a big difference to all of us. And without that, you know, I don't think you or I or anyone else would even know or respect or understand anime. I don't think we would ever be able to do it. You know, I don't think we would ever be here. I think we would be trying to figure out what the hell to do if we're still around. You know what I mean? So today we're not going to be long. The subject is a very hard day, a hard subject to deal with. So, and it just kind of came up last minute after finding out, you know, what happened. But we're going to leave you with this little number here. Just give me a second here. Is there anything else you want to say, Sajid?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, give me a moment. I swear, trying to find the right damn thing is so annoying. All right, here you guys go.
One of the best theme songs ever.
So we're not going to do our normal closing. I'm just going to say, rest in peace, Mr. Toriyama. You are a legend and you will be missed. Hopefully you guys was able to listen to the show and enjoy the factoids that were dropped, along with the personal opinions of myself and Raven. And we will definitely be back on our regular schedule next week. We got some good stuff coming up, so look out for that. Raven, do you have any closing words?
Nope. Thank you for listening. And you guys have a great, wonderful evening.
All right, y'all. Good night.
Night.